ride that?
No. That's my door. Pick another door.
What's wrong with you? You know what? You were right. This is your door.
What's the matter? You got a lot of bad guys behind that door?
Access granted. Access denied. Access denied. Access denied.
Luke Hobbs.
I'm Deckard Shaw. We've got unfinished business. Shaw's sister took something from me. A virus that could wipe out half the population, and I want it back.
You want to tell me just what we're dealing with here?
It's my sister. Family business.
When it's the fate of the world, it becomes my business.
This whole thing sounds really dodgy.
Look after your sister.
Listen, I'll handle it.
The only way we survive is working together like a team.
Let's do this.
Buckle up, fat boy.
On my three. One.
Woo! Hey, see the look on his face? You have no idea how long I've been waiting to do that. Yeah, because it's water.
Hello and Merry Christmas and welcome to another movie podcast. These are the bonus episodes for Christmas time, the holiday season, see? And today's review is going to be Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. And with me for that review is...
Oh, is that my cue?
Yes.
The one, the only... Well, actually, that's not true. Raphael.
Yeah, that's right. We had this discussion before. You're not the only...
I know.
But you're one of them. So, Raf, thank you for joining me today on this bonus episode.
For sure.
Here is...
Anything for Hobbs.
And or Shaw.
Not right? Or, just and Shaw.
And Shaw. Here is the quick synopsis for the thing. There's no preemptive thing here today. Let's just get into it. Lawman Luke Hobbs and outcast Deckard Shaw form an unlikely alliance when a cyber genetically enhanced villain threatens the future of humanity. Such bold statements going on here in this fucking synopsis. This movie, which is directed by David Leitch, one of the OGs of the John Wick series.
The Wiccan?
He's an action director. This movie stars, of course, Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham, Idris Elba, Vanessa Kirby, Helen Mirren, Isa Gonzalez, Eddie Marson, Eliana Sua, which is The Rock's daughter, plays The Rock's daughter in the movie. Cliff Curtis is in this fucking movie. Cliff Curtis is great, always. Yeah, so a bunch of other people too.
Cool.
And this is a screenplay by Drew Pierce, Chris Morgan. So yeah, these are the movies, bro. So, let's just start off with our impressions as always. Ralph, what did you think of this latest kind of spin-off, the Joey of Friends, if you will? Wow. What did you think of this movie, this new installment? Take your time.
Pretty out there. Pretty out there. Pretty ridiculous. I feel like all the other movies are getting, all the Fast and Furious movies have been getting ridiculous, you know?
For a while, though.
Yeah, they have been. I don't understand that. But this one was just like, let's just go with it. Let's just go even more balls to the walls. It was a fun ride, though. I mean, I had fun watching the movie. I got what I wanted out of it, I guess. It was longer, though, and there was a lot in the movie, a lot more than I thought. And then when you're thinking, like, well, they do this, then they do that, then they do that, and you're like, holy shit, you know, there's a lot of shit going on in the movie.
Yeah,
and you don't even realize it because it just kind of does it. But yeah, overall, that's what I think about the movie.
Ditto, a little higher than yours, maybe an extra half point, a little above yours probably. So I think these movies have always been ridiculous, and the reason I haven't been a fan of the first four Fast and Furious It's because they weren't that nearly as fast or furious. No. It's just I didn't think they were good first of particular action movies. It wasn't until fifth movie that they hit their stride finally. And I've been loving these movies ever since. And I've always loved the fact that this is a whole cloth new original version of it's like the Avengers, but for fucking street people and racers. They are Avengers hype. They keep getting they started in the streets and now they're saving the world all the time. You know what I'm saying? They moved up, Ralph. They moved up in the world. And they are pretty invincible even though they're just human. Although some do die because they're actually human. So yeah, it's great stuff. So this, as far as the spinoff goes, the idea of the spinoff already is pretty ridiculous because you have the two most outlandish, ridiculous characters from the franchise. Jason Statham, who played started off as a big badass villain and turned into like an ally, like a reluctant ally in the franchise. Mm-hmm. And with The Rock, who also started off as a villain and became a reluctant, now solid ally of the franchise. These two together have always been the most ridiculous, some of the most ridiculous aspects of the franchise. So like, to make a movie with just them two, sure. I expected what I expected, and I did get what I expect, Ralph. I would say that the one fault this movie has, and this is not the movie's fault, actually, is the trailers. The marketing work for this movie is it's bonkers. It's as ridiculous as the concept, because I remember seeing the trailer a couple of times. You just couldn't avoid it at the time.
No, you can't.
And they showed too much, man. They ruined the movie almost too much for me, because I remember... I know what was going to happen next based on the locations that I noticed in the trailer and the action, the pinnacle action sequence.
Yeah, that
wasn't the fucking trailer. No. Why would you put that there? I don't know. Ridiculous. I wish I enjoyed that helicopter four car pileup thing all by myself.
On my own, yeah.
Right.
You know what I've noticed, though? I have yet to not like a movie The Rock is in. I think every movie I've seen of him, even Walking Tall or whatever.
Walking Tall.
Has been, like, fun. Mm. I still had fun watching the movies. You know?
You had fun with San Andreas?
I did have fun with it, actually.
Skyscraper?
I had fun with Skyscraper.
Okay. Then, yeah, you are a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a rock fan.
I'm a rock fan.
Ballers?
I stopped watching it, but yeah, I was having fun with it. Everyone stopped watching it. I'm surprised somebody is.
No, I'm kidding. There are people watching it. I saw the first season. I'm like, no.
I saw the first two. No, actually, I might even get third. I don't know.
I don't know how they, but they're in five now. I don't know how they made five. Has it been 5 years?
I guess I forgot.
TV is a hell of a drug. Mm-hmm. So this movie, it's a lot of fun. These two together.
And I'm definitely a Jason Statham fan, by the way.
It's like, huge. I'm a huge Jason Statham. I mean, I've been there since the Snatch
Transporter.
Days.
Transporter, Snatch.
Transporter, right, yeah. Snatch Days, yeah. These two are like, they feel like it would be, like, you know, I was worried because the chemistry of these two, not only in the franchise movies, but in general as action heroes, as action stars.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't sure if they were going to mix well. And in a way, they don't, but it makes it fun because the fact that they initially don't is what makes the movie fun.
Now, I don't do any reviews. Mm. I did one accidental review on Letterboxd. Mm. And for this one, I just put, this is Tango and Cash all over again. And on Letterboxd. And that's all I wrote on it because it is Tango and Cash all over again. And
for those who don't know what Tango and Cash is, because a lot of people don't.
Wow. I'm showing my age. I was going to say it. It's Kurt Russell. And which Kurt Russell can do no wrong in my eyes. And Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Which I was about to say, I was like, wait, which one is it? It's not him. And Stallone. And
guys, in this movie, Stallone's the nerdy one.
Yes!
I'm just saying, think of that and then watch this movie.
Right, and then Kurt Russell's like the playboy, kind of playboy, but he's...
But the rough and tumble type.
The rough and tumble type, exactly. Yeah, very much so. So they're both cops. Great in their own.
They could be the odd couple.
They really could be the odd couple, and it's great. This is just a great movie. So they're very opposites, but the difference is they're both law, and in this one they're just opposites in general. One's the law and one's not.
Yeah.
But they're very much odd couple-ish anyways in this movie, and similar to Tango and Cash. So yeah.
I think, but the similarities maybe stop there, Rob, because I think with the Rock and
they
Jason
both
Statham,
get electrocuted. Just saying.
They both do get electrocuted multiple times.
Uh-huh. Just saying.
That's so ridiculous what The Rock was able to put up with. They should have been dead long time. I mean, okay. I think the differences that these two have is just like miss like mannerisms and fighting styles. And the movie focuses on those, but ultimately it's just aesthetics. It's not a real difference, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because Tango and Cash, legit, they're different. And the Odd Couple, they're way more different. Yeah, so like they actually, those differences matter more in those, in those properties.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a fun movie. It's a sleek movie, by the way. The movie is longer than you might think it is, and that probably is a little too long. Yeah. But the action sequences are worth it.
But you know what? I think it's worth it. The action sequences are worth it for sure. I think the movie's too long because they overall still did the whole message of family.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
And don't get me wrong. They're like, this is like whack-a-mole family. Like, let's beat them over the head as much as we can with family. And they did a good job with Shaw's family because he only had his sister, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the mom or whatever. Somebody
Helen Mirren plays the mom, yeah.
Helen Mirren's still alive. That's right. But it's like, that was just a little bit, you know, it wasn't that bad. It didn't feel that bad. It just felt like once we get to Hobbs's family, it was like for real. Like if you didn't get the message before, now you're really going to get the message.
If you didn't.
And it was just like, holy crap, you know?
Right.
But and then they're still pushing this whole family thing and the whole, you know, I was about to say Need for Speed franchise, but it's not what it is. And the Fast and Furious franchise, which they've been pushing since, I think since original movies. That's always been an underlying message, but really heavily pushed since 5, I would say.
5, 6, yeah.
5, 6, since, yeah, so on. So, yeah, I think that's the reason why the movie was a little longer, because they had to get that as well as...
Well, they thought they did. I don't think they needed it.
I agree they didn't need it, but I'm saying, they thought they did, yes.
Yes, that's true. As soon as in the opening, first act, or the first act, not the opening, the first act is... They show the one whiff of The Rock saying, or what's his name in the movie? He's Hobbs.
Yeah.
So I was like, which of the two names? He's Hobbs.
Which of
Hobbs decries about a family he doesn't have. He says something about that, like someone reminds him of a family. I don't have a family.
Yeah.
They're somewhere else. He says something like that. I'm like, okay, we're going to fucking meet them. And immediately. We're going to fucking meet them all. And I didn't know how extended we would meet that family, but we met every motherfucker.
The whole island.
The whole island.
The whole fucking island.
And I actually really like the opening of this movie is really great, where they show the two sides of their morning routine. That was really nice.
That was so cool.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
That's like, see, that's the power of the franchise, is that the power of the franchise in a positive way, and why this movie has a negative connotation. In that this feels very Avengery or Marvel-y or even Star Wars-y, where this movie cannot exist and live without the rest. Like it wouldn't work as well without the rest.
No, if you
can watch part 5 today and it's fine. You don't have to watch the other 4.
No, yeah, you're right.
But you can't watch this movie.
No, if you were to watch this movie without watching any of the ones, what the fuck?
So like that's diminishes it. But the power of the movie is that you will love an intro like that because you've seen the rest of the movies.
Yeah.
So it completely it's fan service, right?
That's but that's fine because the movie's called Fast and Furious
Presents. No, the title it tells you exactly what you need to know.
Exactly.
Totally. But let's get into spoilers because I think we want to talk about it.
We're basically
there anyway. So, spoilers for the long title movie of this thing.
The music's already started. Let's see if we can get it sick.
So you guys are being hunted by an army of mercenaries led by a genetically enhanced soldier.
Look at me. I'm Black Superman.
You're crazy.
Damn. He really is Black Superman. You need to get off the grid.
Where?
Home.
My babies come home.
I'm sorry to bring trouble here, Mama, but I need my brothers. This family is going to war. We're going to need cars and guns. Mama, where's all our guns?
I get rid of them.
Very noble, Mrs. Hobbs. We're in serious trouble.
That's an understatement.
Let's get old school.
Zoe! Go,
Corey Cassie! Well, all right.
We're going for a ride!
Woo!
tell me this is not happening.
Black Superman. What did you think of Black Superman?
Idris Elba.
Yeah.
I thought that was probably the most ridiculous part of the movie, which this whole like
you mean his character, everything?
Yeah, his character. This whole like, I felt like I was watching Deus Ex, the video game.
God! Yeah. Someone else told me that.
Yeah. So it was funny, but it's cool how they made it. It was interesting how he had enough power, but never enough to still kill them on the first try. You know, like it was like really weird. But it's just story mechanics. So whatever.
Story mechanics.
I mean, whatever they're gonna do. So I don't know. But it was okay. I thought it could have been better. I don't know. I felt like it could have been. I get that he had the technique and everything, but still, it just didn't feel like he had the power. He should have been able to cripple at least one of them.
I see what you mean. Well, yeah. if they do, that's a bummer. We don't want a bummer of a movie, Ralph. We don't need a bummer in our action franchise, so to speak. They do a lot of some convoluted stuff, like involving like this the sister like dying from what was that virus, the bomb thing, whatever she had.
Yeah.
What was it? I don't remember.
I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, like that, time crunch rushness that had to do. I like how the movie decided to like whittle everything down to a brawl where like people couldn't use their weapons, like their gunfire weapons, so they had to do a lot of hand-to-hand combat or car stunts and like landmine explosions. Like it kind of whittled the movie down to force it to do more action scenes that were different than just gunfire action scenes. So I mean, whatever they had to do to explain that, it made no sense, but like it works. And I liked it for the action scenes that it created.
Yeah, so yeah, like, that's over.
But that's something you just have to put up with. It's like,
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm not harping on it too much, because right? it has to do with.
This happens in most movies. I'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
But it works.
But because it leads to what it does, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's like John Wick 2.
And it makes it for really cool action scenes with the whole destruction of the when they're leaving that factory, that they blow up the whole fucking thing. The whole thing is being blown up.
Yeah.
And then he barely gets out of it by, you know, like. They play along with each other too. They know that Hobbs can survive punches and hits from the guy because he's just physically bigger.
Yeah.
In comparison to Shaw, who's like technically smarter, right? Because he has to fight that way. But he can't, there's no fucking way he can take a shot from one of these. Like, he'll break his arm.
Yeah.
You know, like at least the other guy will partially break his arm. I don't know.
Just dislodge it.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Just
pull a muscle.
So.
And then, you know, you see a lot of those differences, not just from the opening, split screen thing. You see the differences in their action style where they have to go down a building at the same time.
Yeah.
Fox just fucking jumps out. Like he just jumps out, and this guy's using clever, like, you know, the elevator and the cutting out the suspension thing, whatever the line to make it go down faster. He just uses something else, and that tells you everything you need to know. Same thing with that when they have that brawl thing when they're in the, I don't know, whatever the fuck they're in the main bad guy lair, and they have to go through all those bad guys, and the way he fights versus how The Rock takes out that big guy in one punch, things like that. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's light. The whole movie has its tongue in cheek in that way, and unfortunately, it doesn't have a lot for us to review about. But it stays in the same rhythm.
Yeah, it does.
And what do you think of the whole the possibility of like The Rock dating his sister or whatever?
I mean, it made sense. Yeah. Like you don't want to date somebody who's like your brother. Who the fuck wants to do that?
Well, no.
But it made sense that they had a chemistry kind of thing going on. It's just he'd break her. That's the only thing. So
yeah,
she's like a twig.
Do you want to see more of either these two only, or
I wouldn't mind seeing something with them either in the future Fast and Furious franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've seen a lot with Hobbs. I think especially with the last two movies, right?
Yeah, I would say
three
so.
Now with his own.
I would say so.
And then Shaw 2.5 or 1.5.
I would say two total with this one.
Two total because with this one.
When he was a bad guy, he
it was like a half.
It was cool. He was a bad guy, but he wasn't the main character. I mean,
no, he was exactly, yeah. Exactly. So I agree with that. So. I think it's cool though overall. Like, and I like overall how everything's tied. Like, I like how Hobbs was the guy after them, and he fails, but he ends up still succeeding and then understanding them and then kind of treating them like whatever. And then now they become a tool. He becomes a tool for them, and then it becomes eventually part of the family or part of them.
Yeah.
Same thing with Shaw. Shaw becomes, well, Shaw just became in this one. But Shaw was a guy who, the way he was tied in, because he was very Die Hard 1 kind of esque thing, with, you know, the murder of his brother or whatever. And and then going around that roundabout things and how he was introduced and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like how everything's tied. Everything they've done a good job about that shit stuff overall.
I would say so.
But I wouldn't mind watching them again. I don't know if in their own again, but it, maybe definitely for sure as an as another thing in the other movies, if we ever get another movie.
Right. Yeah, I would say that. And as far as villains go, with Idris Elba, Black Superman, I mean, he was, it was cool, and I liked the last, you know, brawl they had it down there in the pit with all the mud or whatever they were doing. It was fine, but like I feel like in the realm of bad guys, maybe other than Shaw, Shaw's brother, the other Shaw, I guess, not Luke, was his name Luke? Deckard Shaw's, this guy, Luke Shaw was his brother, and he was a bad guy in Six. Like, I like that movie a lot, but I think he was probably the weaker villain than even Idris Elba here. But the last two villains, Deckard Shaw included as the villain, one of those villains, like, and Charlize Theron was also, I think, way better. It's more imposing for me, like, in the mechanics of that movie.
So,
that's my general thoughts there. Now, remind me, is this the movie? Never mind. Bad thought process. Anyway, and you know that last insanity scene with the bringing down the helicopter, all those fucking, it was insane. I loved it. I'm basically watching a graphic novel, not live.
Yes, and that's a good way to put it. Yeah,
yeah. But that's all I think I've got on this movie.
Yeah.
This is part 9, technically.
Technically. So I'm very curious as to what they can do, because I feel like they're forced to one-up themselves all the time and then have
a
villain-ish. Like, I don't think you need to. I think, I don't know.
I mean, I'm glad they're not rushing these movies, at least.
Neither, yeah. And it's not a year-long thing every year.
And they bring in different directors, too. Right. It's good. They're doing good.
It is good to have their own, you know what?
Also, this is the only minority movie franchise out there, right?
Yeah. This is true. Minority heavy, anyways.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Minority heavy, which sounds strange to say.
It sounds like
an oxymoron. Uh-huh. all right. That's our review or thoughts on Fast and Furious Present. I already presented it. Hobbs and Shaw. And that's it for our bonus episode. Thank you again for listening. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. All that crazy Kwanzaa. All that stuff. All that jazz. Until then, I am Oscar.
And I'm Ralph.
Later.
Happy Festivus.
Festivus.
Mr. Daniel? I'm finished.